let you in on something today. My biggest downfall was I always wanted to take somebody with me. I never wanted to do anything by myself. I always felt like I needed somebody with me. Every delay I had in my life was because of me. And I take full credibility for it. I take full accountability for where I am currently. I should have said no more, and yes, less. I think it's safe to say this new chapter of my life, I'm going to be very selfish when it comes to me. I know. It's crazy how much I accept just because I don't want to lose people. Whole time they're showing me in small and major ways. They don't even care about losing or even having me around. This goes for family, especially friends, whoever is involved with me. Showing effort, action, and support to people you're supposed to genuinely care for requires sacrifices. Every bit of if you wanted to, you would. Because whenever I wanted to, I did. And I gave it my all. Show people to stop fucking with you. Because people will hurt you regardless. I know. No matter how bad you want something to work with somebody, you do not humble yourself to endure and suffer through abusive or threatening reaction in hopes that your meekness will win. All that will win is you more bullying as a form of manipulation, because they already see that it works. You will never earn someone's respect by not honoring yourself, allowing disrespect and lacking boundaries. You will never honor yourself by allowing disrespect. It's a lot. I know life is crazy. Knowing who to cut off and who to be patient with is everything. Some people aren't replaceable. I'm also learning that people can use you for your emotional stability. They will call you just because they know you're positive. They will call you because they know you will pump them up and affirm them. They will call you when they are down and feeling low. They will call you to trauma dump their feelings of unworthiness on you. They will accept all the blessings and light that are attached to you without thinking to give anything back. All the while, not even asking how are you doing, or that your self-esteem may be low, that day, or that your soul is empty. Too selfish to even pay attention. I get used a lot in this arena. Boundaries are important because people will emotionally ruin you. An emotionally stable person at the expense of lifting themselves up so they don't have to feel depressed or sad or low themselves. Do not be in this category. It's not easy. No cap. Teaching yourself that you're worthy of high quality love-filled existence is hard work. Becoming disciplined again after receiving what you manifest so you can keep what you've worked for is hard work. Getting to a point where you can just cut people off and block their access to you is non-toxic way based on your intuition alone is hard work. Being able to hop on your social media and only see things that align with your higher purpose is hard work. The manifestation and the removal of negative total energy is the easier part. Learning how to maintain where I have struggled, leaving the comfort zone once you acquire it to leave space for new growth after accomplishing more than you ever thought you could at a certain point. Never settling, but elevating yourself. I feel so lucky sometimes, but I remember it's work. So choose yourself, and the healing part is a part many are too afraid to even start. Luck has nothing to do with it. Being able to look inside yourself and say, yeah, I know me. I know what I want. I know what I have. The goals, the step. It's all there and it's clear. Not everyone can say they have the blueprint to themselves. If you've done that work, Sheila, then be kind to yourself. You are still worthy of grace. You can still remain open to receiving. But also don't allow the need for rest to stagnate your ability to move forward. Don't get too comfortable. The marathon continues. It doesn't end there. It's a whole lot. It's a whole lot, and it's okay to be alone. It's okay to have a dry phone. It's okay to be celibate. It's okay to just do a little soul searching. It's okay to put your standards high. It's okay to be selfish. It's okay to put you first. It's okay to fall in love with you. It's okay to start taking yourself more serious. I know. It's not easy. Take care. It's still the SGR Ramon podcast.